It's that special time of year when we celebrate what it means to be American, mostly by eating too much and blowing stuff up. Also drinking. We'll have tips for all of those on this weekend's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, July 3rd, 2015, a long holiday weekend. Many hours to fill. You need some help generating ideas for what to fill them with. Fortunately, Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh is here. Rachel, welcome back. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
God bless America.
America.
Merca.
Wait, apostrophe.
Number one.
America.
Yeah. USA.
USA.
USA. We can probably do better than that.
I know. Well, I like the 4th of July. It's fun.
Yeah. What's not to like about the 4th of July?
Seeing a bunch of white tents pop up at your local
convenience store
with fireworks being sold.
You call those fireworks?
Imitation fireworks, because the real fireworks aren't allowed to be sold in Pennsylvania.
We're working on it. We just had a story about a bill that would legalize the real stuff.
I was going to say, I think that there are
legalize it, Rachel.
Important issues, if you want to make up a word.
Could be, possibly.
Like, more easily selling booze.
As we tape this, it's the last day of the fiscal year and we don't have a state budget. We probably won't for several weeks.
How about we get some
they're
booze?
Handling it.
How about we get some booze in Target? Then I'll be happy. I don't care about the fireworks.
Some booze. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would take that as a consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going to
celebrate America. Yeah. Booze in Target. And
what could be more American?
I know.
What do you like to do on the 4th of July weekend? Do you have any rituals that are special to you?
I do, actually.
Other than that you raise the flag and salute and sing
and
several patriotic songs.
Set off the snakes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the best.
I'm from another state with lame fireworks laws, so I'm very conversant with all of the laughable substitutions for actual pyrotechnics.
I always love them. My dad always loved them. My mom always hated them because they stained the sidewalks.
What's the point of the snakes? It's just just to say you lit something on fire?
I don't know. They're so weird, too, because they grow.
Yeah.
They're the best.
They're kind of creepy and gross, but they're not particularly interesting to look at. And then
I almost want to say they're more fun than sparklers, maybe.
Yeah, I give sparklers the edge on this.
Okay. So I have a tradition.
Okay. What is it?
It is very old school, kicking it old school.
Mm.
So my family is from Elwood City, which is a very small town that is northwest of Pittsburgh. And they always have a festival. So I grew up going to the festival up there. And it is an arts and crafts festival with some... I would say the demographic skews a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy going for the food because it's a little Italian town. So there's a lot of great Italian booths in terms of my favorite is the lamb dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's
that's not something you usually see in the stand-based vendors and food trucks.
Like, let's talk about real authenticity. It's the lamb dinner. It's
also buco?
It's no.
Is that lamb? Am I thinking of something else?
I think that's. No, we have to look this up because
I don't
want to embarrass myself.
Anyway, it's not that.
Oh, I think that's Italian. Yeah.
That is an Italian dish. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. We'll look it up.
Come on. Who here is Italian-American?
I know. It's so horrible.
Work on
it. I know. It's horrible. I'm 50%. I wish I was 100%. But anyway, so lamb dinner. It's a lamb and a big piece of Syrian bread, which I guess I don't get, but that's okay because it's really good. And tomatoes in olive oil and crushed pepper, yellow pepper sauce. It's
my
so
mouth
good.
Is watering right now.
And it's $9 a deal. Oh, and french fries.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I know.
Do you sprinkle them on top, like with the salad?
I like to dip it in the yellow pepper sauce.
Ooh, nice.
It's such a weird smorgasbord as I say this out loud. It's not really even an Italian kind of dish because there's french fries, there's Syrian bread, and lamb.
It's eclectic.
But
it's a global mishmash of...
It's awesome.
Influences.
Yeah.
It sounds so good.
It's really good. And so I go up pretty much for the food and stay to be with family. So that's my tradition. What about you?
I haven't really established a Pittsburgh tradition. We used to, back in the city where we used to live, the parade route went really near our house. So we were always able to snag a good spot. And we'd show up there at, 7 in the morning and immediately commence drinking. And the parade would be at 10 and then... After the parade was over, we basically would have to go home and pass out for a while. And then wake up, and then you would feast all afternoon, and then after a decent interval, you would resume drinking, and that would continue until fireworks.
I guess I didn't think of parades.
It's not really a ritual so much as just
drinking
alcohol abuse.
I was going to say, I guess I didn't think about parades being a drinking thing.
Not normally. You kind of have to be discreet about it.
Oh, in the paper bag.
It might have been frowned upon by the community had it – well, I was about to say had it been known, but in retrospect, it was probably pretty obvious what was going on.
Well, I'm sure it was.
We were loud
you
and
hooligans.
Obnoxious, but we weren't mean. We were full of positive energy and enthusiasm and patriotism.
Oh, well,
so we applauded and cheered.
I feel like that's made up, but
that's totally true.
You can start some new traditions. There's a good amount of 4th of July activities going on around the little neighborhood. So I know in Dormont, I saw already the big blow up slide that adults
nice.
Are not allowed to go down.
What?
But
oh, come on.
I know. It's not like
point?
Slide the City.
Mm. Children get all the good stuff.
I know. They do the bouncy castles, et cetera. But all the little towns, neighborhoods in our area usually have celebrations, parades that you can illegally drink at, although I'm not going to promote that. Lawrenceville, I know, is a popular spot to go and watch the fireworks on the 31st Street Bridge. Mm-hmm. So that's a hot tip.
Did we do this last year, like one of the best spots to watch the fireworks?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Like the obvious ones, like the Mount Washington and West End Overlook and that stuff. Those are always a crazy zoo. Scene,
but
right?
I have some hot tips.
Okay, let's get them.
I lived in Mount Washington for 8 years, and I don't think people realize if you...
Do you hate tourists?
I remember going up the incline once, and a guy asked me why you would need just a one-way ticket up the mountain. And I'm like, because people live up here?
This is actually a functioning transit system.
Do you see those houses?
Weirdly.
Do you think they're sets? You can't see the fireworks really well from the Monongahela Incline. And everyone gathers all along Mount Washington, but really the best spot is the West End Overlook over by the restaurant side of Mount Washington. Mm-hmm. That's where you actually – because they set off the fireworks – on a barge closer to the Science Center area.
Okay.
So
they're in the Ohio River?
Yes, they're in the Ohio Allegheny-ish, more than the Monongahela.
Okay.
Are you impressed that I know my rivers?
That's pretty good. You even pronounced them right and everything.
I know, Monongahela.
Do you say Monongahela or Monongahela?
Monongahela.
Is it different whether you're talking about the river or the municipality or what?
I think it's all
it's
the same.
It's never been clear to me. Okay.
Monongahela?
You say Hela?
Yeah.
All right, consensus.
Pierogi pierogi. I don't know.
Anyway, West End Overlook.
West End Overlook is the best place.
I would expect that it would just be swarmed.
It's
is
packed.
It not?
Oh my gosh, it's
Where
packed.
Where do you park if you don't live in Washington?
Legally. on the streets. I think that a lot of people also don't realize that you can come up the mountain from 51. And all the other places are blocked off, like Sycamore's blocked off. And I don't know if now the name is escaping me, but the main road up the hill is blocked off. But the back by 51, I think it's Woodruff. I don't know how it.
I know that. That was like one of the first streets I drove in Pittsburgh when I had come here for a job interview and was staying in a hotel out near the airport and drove in and like. Screwed up that like I got
and
off
you went
the
over,
parkway
up
before
and over
the
Mount
tunnel.
Washington?
Yeah, and I went on that crazy weird little back road up over the back of Mount Washington.
Yeah, so that's
and
the
came
way to
out
go
the Duquesne
for fireworks.
Incline.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, all right. I already know where to go.
Yeah, so go there for the fireworks. And then what's cool about going and watching them from Mount Washington is that you get the bird's eye view of all the different fireworks displays and all the different neighborhoods. So you have the main fireworks, the Pittsburgh fireworks, which are pretty awesome. I mean, where home is Zambelli, they do a really good job.
There's
fireworks going on everywhere across the city, so you can see them all the way out towards the east. I think Kennywood does fireworks, so you can see them out there. And then all these little displays, it's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a good place to go and see the fireworks. I think also we have a couple things going on. The regatta is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, so if you are of the boating... class.
The boating class.
I know. This is the time to go and get on the rivers, the three rivers, Monongahela.
Figure out what that class is. I haven't hung out at the regatta scene, but like I'm aware that Kenny Chesney weekend also involves a lot of people floating around in boats.
Yeah. So it's pretty much Kenny Chesney without Kenny Chesney.
But with racing.
Yes. Yes. Racing.
It's kind of cooler.
And they have a really great little map that you can check out. And one of the cool Pittsburgh-y things they're doing this year and the things that we promote is I Made It Market and Food Truck Row on the 9th Street Bridge. So they're going to be closing off the bridge and having that going on Friday the 3rd and on the 4th and 5th. So really a whole weekend of I Made It Market too, which is awesome. They have a kids zone. They have a vintage powerboats exhibit, which actually sounds kind of cool.
Nice.
It's actually a really great navigation-wise comprehensive website, which I always applaud.
That's refreshing. You don't always
Isn't
see
it?
That.
I know. Nerd out a little bit. Yeah. It's a great website. So check out the schedule there. And then one of my favorite topics is ice cream. And
of
this,
course. Yeah.
I believe.
You act like that's a distinguishing characteristic, that like you're some kind of connoisseur that all these other plebs don't know about ice cream.
I am. You don't know. You don't know nothing about my ice cream game.
Ice cream or gelato?
Oh gosh, it's like two different. It's like saying
gelato or frozen custard. Where do you stand on frozen custard, Rachel?
I'm gelato.
Isn't it the same thing as gelato?
I don't think so.
What's the difference?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Now I have to look that up.
Putting
too.
You on the spot.
Jeez, yeah, you are. Well, the gelato has the Italian roots. I do know that.
Well, yeah.
Custard is from Custard's Last Stand, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
But this is really great. There's a ice cream festival, Dream On Pittsburgh, and I believe this might be the second annual, third annual, but what's cool is that it's all about Dream Cream ice cream this. So do you know about Dream Cream ice cream? So it's the best idea in terms of selling ice cream. It's a shop downtown. I believe it is on, I want to say Liberty Avenue. And what's cool is that they actually sell ice cream and the people that work there get some of the profits themselves, that whatever ice cream flavor they pick, whenever people buy it, some of the percentage of profits actually go to them. So they're called dreamers. So the workers aren't called workers or employees are called dreamers. So the dream could be, I think on the website they have the list of dreams, but I remember seeing someone wanted to open their own coffee and tea place. Someone was saving to record an album. I remember someone was saving for their big family reunion.
So is this like a nonprofit thing?
Isn't that so cool?
That's so great.
Yeah, and they
serve. Why have I not heard about that before?
You need to go, obviously. And they serve Perry's ice cream, which actually I think Perry's is really good. It's out of Buffalo, and I think it's delicious. So it's a great cause, and they do a whole festival where they do programming with music and Market Square and vendors and, of course, ice cream. So it's a free event. You can head downtown in Market Square and get your ice cream on, some music.
I'm freaking hungry right now.
I know. Well,
I'm going to go get a big plate of Osso Buco with a scoop of vanilla right on top.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to hear my arteries just
turn
to stone.
We will be celebrating National Ice Cream Month on July 1st.
Stay tuned.
I know.
Oh, man. I hope you've got some tips for Ice Cream Month. Is this going to be a special episode?
Please. Don't even get me started. Maybe it will be because I've got some really good tips. Maybe I'll snag some ice cream makers in Pittsburgh to come in.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
I know.
And
I'm into it.
Make sure they bring some ice cream with them.
I know. Seriously. 10 a.m. ice cream.
Yes.
And then to round out the holiday weekend, we also have a little bit of a 4th of July Eve celebration that is going on at our friends Wiggle Whiskey. And they're going to be doing a City of Play is this organization that does kind of urban type games. It's really cool, actually. And they're partnering to do some games. Obviously, there'll be Wiggle Whiskey, and you can celebrate the eve of 4th of July on the 3rd.
Are they the ones behind that urban scavenger hunt thing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so lots going on this weekend, and I think it's a great time to get out and do a lot of the different activities
Food,
going on.
Drinking, explosions, ice cream. What more could you want?
I mean, really,
honestly,
we covered all the bases for summer.
I think it's going to be a good
weekend.
You
know what else we need?
An extra day off to recover.
Sun.
And that too.
Yes.
Actually, if you're going to be out you know, drinking whiskey, say, all day. It's nice to have a little cloud cover. You don't want to be cooking in the direct
sunlight. Just not
sunlight.
All this rain.
No rain, I agree. Dry weather, partly cloudy.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
So Josh, meteorologist Josh.
I control the weather.
Don't hold
him to it. I will make it so.
Yes. But have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and please use Yelp as your guide to find the great things going on and also to find great activities. You can type in the keyword that you're looking for, like outdoor activities, hiking, kayaking, drinking, and search away.
Rachel, you're a great American. Thanks again.
Of course.